When I think of
Love Talk Radio.
That's a place where there's quiet and surrender. And that's where some of my friends have gone. Friends who have traveled with me through my wonderful experience in Oz. A journey I'll never forget. When I think of home, I think of a place where there's no alone. I wish I was home, I wish I was there with the things I've been knowing. When that makes it all grand, the glittering drops that fall, they have a meaning, twinkling, lovely, makes it all clean. There's a chance for me to go back now that I have some direction. It would be nice to be back at home where there's love and affection. And just maybe I can convince time slower, giving me enough time to move in my life slower. Time beats my friend, and let me start again. Believe my world is bound to be nowhere I'm going. Oh,
Good evening, everyone. We're back again. I'm glad to see everyone's here. I hope everyone had a safe and happy day and blessed. This evening, as I always say, it's going to be a really good show. I'm thankful for all the listeners online and on the phones for joining in. And I hope that it's a great show as much as I'm going to try to give you a good show and a good thought on what I'm speaking about tonight. Before I get the show started, I want to talk to about something that's really been on my heart. You know, sometime in life, someone touches your heart and you feel for them, and it seems that your mind is thinking about them and your thoughts and your prayers on a person that, you know, sometime in life people are going through things and we don't realize it. They don't speak about it, but they're going through a trying time or a valley that, you know, they think they're the only person that's going through it or nobody's there for them to hold their hand. But tonight, I want all my warriors that I have out there that love human beings, no matter what color, no matter what race or nationality, sex you are, I want all of us praying people that really feel for people, to listen to what I'm about to say tonight. And then I'm going to go on to my show. I had a speaker on that did poetry a couple of weeks ago. Her name is Roman Pittman. And she brought a nice poem to us and told us about her book and did a great job on the show a couple of weeks ago. I really didn't know her. I heard that she wanted to do poetry, and I called her. And we spoke for a moment, brief moment, and she said that she was willing to come on. And I had her on. And later on that week, I went on her face page, and I found out that she was going through something. And it really touched my heart that this person came on my show going through a lot of things on her own, but took a brief moment out of her life to give a special moment to help a sister out. And that's what we're supposed to do. So because she helped me out, I want to help her out. She's going through a lot. You know, she's going through a lot. She had back surgery. She needs a stem cell transplant. She has a GoFund. It's not reaching where it needs to be, but it could be bigger. So I'm reaching out to everyone out there that if you could give, give. If you can't, then send prayers, because God always going to be on somebody's side. But I think that when you think about a person, that you should be the one to reach out to people that you know. I don't know a lot of people, but the ones that I do know, I'm reaching out to you. You know, this is the way how we do it now. This is how we reach people. Now, I'm going to say it once, and then I'm going to say it again later on, because I know it's hard to catch on to things that you're speaking about, especially when it's numbers. But her name is Roman Pittman. And she has a GoFund, /GoFund.me/DDBDD661. And I'm going to say it again this evening before I close. She also has a Cash App, $RomanP324. $RomanP324. Now, I'm not just talking out of my mouth. This is really something that I'm true to and I feel for. So even if nobody don't do anything, it's okay, because people don't know if you don't tell. So again, in time, I will be Cash Apping her $50. Before the end of the show. And it's not a much, but anything helps a person when they're going through something. So, Roman, I don't know if you're listening, after the show, but I just want to let you know that I feel for you. I feel for you as a mother, as a sister, as another human being, touching another human being and letting them know that you have people that care, people that's willing to do. So I'm going to move on, and she's listening. I'm going to move on, and I'm going to get into the show. But I will be telling you her GoFundMe number and her Cash App number again. And I will be sending that money via Black Time to Save the Day. We have a speaker tonight, and I'm going to be letting them in later on, a little bit after I finish talking. I'm not going to tell you anything really about myself like I usually do, but I'm just going to go into the show. My topic tonight is when the glue has been broken from your family. Many people have lost people, and that person was someone special and was everybody went to in the family, and they could always depend on that person to be there for them. I'm going to talk about my mom, but my dad was very important also to me, but my mom was the one that always kept all of us together. And as I might have said before in one of my shows, that I was one of five, and I have four brothers. And out of all five of us, we never fought, we never argued with each other. We always was there for each other. We could sit right now together in a backyard anywhere and talk and laugh and talk about our past, the things that we did wrong, the things that we did right. You know what I mean? Sometimes we do hit heads, but we just air it out and we move forward. And that's because my mom always told us, you love your brother and your sisters. That's all you have in life. She instilled that in us. So even though we may not call each other every day, or some we do, we know that we have a special bond because our mother showed us how you're supposed to care for each other. Ever since we was little, we always did things together. We went to church together. My mother always took us to her side of the family. My father took her to his side of the family. We learned how family was. We learned how our cousins was. We got to know each other. We got to know who we came from. We went and visit our grandmother and grandfather every summer. So we got to see our grandparents and be with them, and we got to learn our history from our grandparents. But as time went on and life moved forward, we lost. And as you know, we all lose people. But sometimes you lose that one person that the family just moves on because that person is not here anymore. But see, that's not how people want it, like your mom and your dad or your grandparents. They want you to always be the same. They want you to keep that family going. Put a lot of hard work into keeping their family together. They don't want to see it being broken up. You know what I mean? Because one person passed away, you're still family. You still have blood running through your veins. You're still that same person that sat in the and knew each other. I have many brothers. I have many nephews and nieces, and some I hear from, some I don't. But I'm here to tell you that every niece and nephew that I have, I've seen them all being born. I have seen them grow up to be the men and young ladies that they are. And I'm telling you, I love every one of them. For every personality they have, I appreciate that God blessed us to be a family that grew as large as we are. But for some reason, we just can't come together. These are the same people that when my mom was alive and we would be sitting in the back of the yard, they would come by and say, oh, Grandma, I'm just stopping by, or Grandma, I'm here. You know, we got to keep that going. We can't let that stop. We can't let death prevent us from moving on, because we're, none of us are here forever. We're here for a short period of time, but we all leave stuff behind for to take care of and nourish the family. It's hard when someone is gone. Many days I'm going through something and I grab the phone to call my mother, and I remember she's not here anymore. Many days I'm driving to work and I hear a song that reminds me of her, and I think about her, and I get the little cry out, and I move on, because she was a big part of our lives, and a little piece of your heart is taken every time you lose a big member of your family. That puzzle is broken, and sometimes it can be replaced, and sometimes it's never going to be replaced, but that don't stop you from being family. Family is everything, and especially to Black people, because we're the only people on this earth that wasn't allowed to have a family. They sold us when they got ready to, and we never seen our family again. But now we're living in a time when we don't have none of that. It's nothing stopping us from being a family. We have phones now. If you could be on the phone talking to a girlfriend or a boyfriend or on Facebook or Instagram and watch strangers, why can't you call up a family member? Why months got to go by, or why you got to make that phone call that somebody passed away? Or why we just call and say happy birthday to each other, you know what I mean, or Merry Christmas or Happy New Year's. It's all in between. I always tell my kids, it's no excuse if you don't have nothing for me for my birthday or for Christmas. It takes a whole year to buy one gift. 1 year. So no one should ever come and say, oh, I couldn't get you because I'm doing bad, or I got hard times, or it's rough out here. No, you got a whole year. So when something good happens and maybe you make a little extra, you say, yo, I'm going to get my mom this, so when her birthday comes, I got it, because I never know how it's going to be when they get here. Family. I can't stress how family is. You know what I mean? We got to get it together. Because why are we going to move in the past when we got to move forward? It took us so long to be a family from what all the crap that we went through in the past, to let it get here in the 20th century and just act like we don't even have a family, or we don't know them, or, you know, well, I can't be with them, or I can't tolerate them. It doesn't matter. Everybody got different opinions, different personalities, but nothing is stopping you saying, yo, hey, bro, I was just thinking about you, and I ain't got much to say. I'm not going to stay on the phone for long, but, you know, I just touching base, letting you know I'm thinking about you, and I'll touch you later. That's it. How long it takes to say that? We walk in the street all day long and say, oh, yeah, bro, you know, patting, hugging, oh, nice to see you. I ain't seen you in a while. Oh, what's going on? How you been? How's the family? And then we don't even do it to our own family. Charity starts at home. Don't start outside. Starts at home. Like I said, it was five of us. Five of us, my mother and father. And I knew no one but my mother and father and my older siblings until I was old enough to go outside and start meeting people on the outside world. So I was put within these three or four walls with my brothers, and got to know them, they ins and out. And I knew what I could do with them, what I couldn't. And that's how we got to be. It's no way our parents left this earth knowing that they put everything into it, and then we sit around and act like we don't know each other. We got to stop doing that. We really do. We really got to stop pretending that we got family that we don't want to be bothered with. It's not going to work. It's not us. And I watch it all the time. It's people that sit up in nursing homes and hospitals, and they be like, well, nobody came to visit me. Nobody's thinking about me. It don't have to be like that. You know, go check on a brother or sister. It's lonely being in the hospital, and it's just you. And you laying there, and you wondering why nobody can't touch base with you. So let's try to think about it. You know, the next time that, you know, we think about one of our siblings or nieces or nephews, let's pick up the phone. If even like me, if I don't pick the phone up, I'll call Messenger, or I'll go on their face page and click I like or comment, you know, happy birthday. I don't have to speak to you all the time, but I let you know that I'm thinking about you. I care about you. Because I always tell my kids, when I leave this earth, I want you to remember me. I don't want you to remember me as a mom, just with a mom, and we did some stuff. I want you to remember that I loved you more than I love myself. And I bent over backwards to show you that I just didn't bring you on this earth just to suffer. I bring you for love and happiness and for the better things in life and for the abundance of life. And I'm always there, and I got your back. And if nobody else is there, I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you to get to the next level. I'm rooting for you to be the best that you could be. I'm rooting for you to make a stamp of approval, or just a stamp that on the earth that you was here. See, that's the thing is, every family is a footprint, and not just that. We have our own tree and limbs and branches. We got to stop breaking the tree down and making the branches die, because we don't want blood flowing through the limbs of the tree to let people know that we're still strong. We're still here because one person left. She wouldn't want that to happen. My father, he worked hard through his whole life. He don't want his offspring to just to go through the wind and we don't know each other. Enough of that. Let's just get it together. I'm going to take a break, and then I'm going to bring in my speaker, and I'll be back. The Lisa Experience.
It made me the strongest. So tell me your secret. I just can't stand to see you leaving. But heaven couldn't wait for you. Heaven couldn't wait for you. Darkness, so scared that we lost. put on the ceiling. You showed me love was all you needed. Heaven couldn't wait for you. Heaven couldn't wait for you. Heaven couldn't wait for you. Oh, heaven couldn't wait for you. Oh, heaven couldn't wait for you.
I want to thank everyone for staying and waiting after intermission. This part of the show is going to be call-ins. If you want to call in and you want to make a statement about someone that you lost or someone that you felt that was a big part of your life, call and let everyone know. People don't realize that in life, when you let things out, that's a healing process because you're releasing a lot of things that you got hidden and you covered up because you don't want people to know what you're feeling. But everybody's feeling the same thing. We're all humans. We're all living this cycle of life that it goes around and we lose people and we get new people and we renew and find people that we lost. It's a circle of life. But you have to share it with people. My mom passed away next month, 3 years it'll be. But God is so good that he not only took care of her children, but he also blessed us with another family member in our family. I have a new grandson, and to me, I was so grateful that when he was born, all the family was thanking my son and congratulating him that he had a new baby. But it wasn't that it just was a new baby. It was a new baby in our family for the generation to go on. And that's why I'm so thankful that God let me live to see another grandchild. Because children are a blessing from God. I'm going to bring in Bruce. We had him one time before. And we're going to let him come on and we're going to talk to him about her. Bruce, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Thank you. And I want to tell everyone, this gentleman right here, well, I got a couple people, but this one gentleman right here from day one told me, you ever need me, Miss Lisa, I'm there. I got your back. See, I'm telling you, it's always good. There's some people, not everyone could do it. It's hard. But some people really feel for people. And I knew him since he was young in high school. And he's willing to share his life. Now, Bruce, I know that you lost some people in your life.
Oh, yeah.
And, so if you want to say a little bit about your story, the floor is yours.
Well, I mean, I could go on. I'm just going to say I can go on, I can go on, and I could go on. I lost a lot of people in my family that was there to my family. I recently lost my mother. December will be 8 years ago. My brother passed away last May of 2022, May 5th. Then my sister, on my father's side, passed away in August of 2022. So knowing the hurt and the pain, everybody knows me. I'm very outspoken. I'm very outgoing. I talk to just about anybody. I believe, like, everybody deserves a chance in life. I used to go to every funeral. Anytime anybody I knew passed away, I made sure I went to each and every person's funeral. If I couldn't, I had to be on vacation or something, but if not, I was there. From the time my mother died, I felt a pain that I never felt in my life. It was like the person who protected me my entire life no longer could protect me. It was like I was just left alone in this world. Yes, I have had a brother and sister, and I've been helped through the situation. Still, the fact of each and every person mourns differently, and we all got to learn to respect how each and everybody mourns. If we learn to respect how each and everybody mourns, then there would be less arguments in families when we're burying our loved ones. I can say gratefully, when it came to my mother, we argued one time. And that one time was actually on the way to the service. And we were just arguing about the rug. Oh, that's going to me. No, that's going to me. No, that's going to me. She had three kids. I ended up getting it. And you know what? I felt like I had to give something back to my sister and brother. So I actually purchased two more rugs and gave it to them as Christmas gifts. Because I learned at that moment when my mom died, even though you may feel like you don't have nobody, there's other people. It's just that people mourn, and I had to learn that they mourn differently than I did. They had to stay busy. I was just there dealing with it. I couldn't do nothing else but deal with it because I was like, I can't do nothing else. And then when my brother died, who was my clutch when my mom died, I will tell you, he was my clutch. I got into a state of emotion where I felt like my breath was taken away. Now, I mourn for my mom, but my brother, mourning for him, I don't know why it was completely different. And someone told me, you know, mothers, you know, it's different in the household y'all grew up, you know, moms and kids and then they're the adult. You got to respect the authority. But them siblings, they're growing up with you. You getting the beating, they getting the beating. And trust me, they done got whoopings just because I was doing wrong, and I'm the baby. So then, you know, losing aunts. I lost my aunt when I was 10 years old. That was the most hurtful feeling in my life because at that point, that was the only person my family that I've actually seen pass away. But she was more than an aunt. She was like a mother because she babysat me when my mom went out. We was always at her house. Everybody in the whole family, that's the one person everybody would go to. She kept the family together, you know? And then it was like we didn't spend time like we did when she was alive. Yeah, we did do things. You know, but every weekend growing up, I can remember growing up, every weekend we was out and every weekend we was out together as a family. You know, and when she passed away, things slowed down. We still went out, but it wasn't every weekend. Every weekend we all gathered together. And it was a beautiful thing. And if our families could, you know, just find time. Everybody grew up. Everybody got their own life to live. But family is important, especially in my family. Anybody that knows my family, if you come around my family, they're going to make you feel like you are family. And that's just how we always been. You know, we are loving people, and it's just a blessing to have a family like that. But then, you know, I have friends that have families that can't do what they got to do. So, you know, I've seen things, you know, occur throughout this many, many different realms of life. And it's like us as people, we got to do better. We have to do better because we got to respect each other and how each other more. Like, for instance, when my brother died, my brother was a backbone, not just for his family, but for his friends and the people he grew up with, the people, whoever knew him, loved him. And he was there for them as if he was there for his own flesh and blood, which is me. So when he died, I couldn't even say, people was like, how are you telling me you're sorry for my loss and you just lost your brother? Because I know how much my brother meant to you. I know how much you meant to him. And I can't, because he's gone, I can't take that away from that individual or that person. Now, there might be certain situations where, you know, you just got to take those from people and let them be them. But at the end of the day, we all got to learn that we should be able to talk about our hurt. Now, the hurt that I've been going through this last year has been very unbearable. My sister that I lost, that was one of my closest siblings on my father's side. We shared, we had a lot in common. We laughed at a lot of things. She'd been through so much hurt growing up that when we finally met, she didn't even want to talk to me because she thought that I was our father. And I'm like, no, I'm little Bruce. I'm the youngest Bruce. And then she was like, I got a brother? Oh, my God. And then from that moment, we just our friendship grew, our love grew. You know, I would spend time with her, go shopping with her, take her to the mall. Like, she's older than me, so, you know, she hanging out with the young bucks. And I'm like, okay, this is what we do. You know, so when she passed away, all of a sudden, I was very, 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 very broken. Because sibling love is different. Sibling love is very different. And then losing two siblings back to back, can you say that's all I felt like? I was having a heart attack. That's all I felt like. I was having a heart attack. And if it wasn't for people surrounding me, now I can tell you from the day that my brother passed away, I can count on one hand, I had maybe like three people every day since then check on me. And if they missed a day or two, they really check on me every single day of the week, every 2-3 days of the week. When people say, that's one thing we all got to learn too. When we say we are going to be there for you, don't just say it, because actions speak louder than words. Don't say it if you don't mean it, because you don't really know the hurt that people going through, and they may really be looking for you to come show up, and you know we're in sight after it's all said and done.
The yeah, hardest that's part true.
Is the funeral. After that, that's when the real pain begins. Because now it's over. Now it's quiet. People stop coming. The same people that say, oh, I'm going to be there. If you need anything, call me. No, I'm not stingy. I'm not a person looking to gain anything from anybody. I don't need to call you. I need you to call and check on me. I'm in a pain. I check on people if I tell them I'm a check on them. That's just what life is. But we all got to learn to do better.
Thank you, Bruce. Like you said, me and you, we could talk forever. But I'm glad
you
are. I'm glad that you told your story, because your story is, like I always say about everything, is much like a lot of people that lost people. You know, we all go through the same thing. We all feel the same emotions. And that's why I said it's good to speak on it, to let people know that I get you. I get you. I'm there. I'm feeling you. At this moment, I'm going to ask if anyone want to call in at this time. Boo, stay on the line, okay?
I'm not going nowhere, Lisa.
Do we have any caller before we go on? Anybody want to speak? You have to dial one.
Hello, Lisa?
Yes.
Hey, Lisa, it's Roman. I was just coming up to say thank you. I appreciate all the love and support. Regarding tonight's show, I think that one of the main things that's going on with family now is that years ago there, like you said, we had the glue. The older people were the glue to the family. And when those people passed on, things changed. And they changed fast. It was like it changed exponentially. And now we're at a state where the generations that have come since then, and it's sad to say this, but there is now a difference between family and relatives. You know your family because these are the people that you can count on. They can count on you. Your relatives are just people that you're related to. Yeah, we all share the same blood. We're all from the same bloodline. We could be first, second, third cousins, aunt, uncle, niece, whomever. Yet and still, it doesn't matter that there is a distinct difference between family and relatives. There are people in your family right now that only check up on certain people. There are people in the family right now that only go out with certain people, that only associate with certain people. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but we do live at a time where right now we have to distinguish the fact that we know who our family members are. Because I can name my hand right now five people in my family that I can count on. And I've got hundreds of family members or whatever in the general sense of the word. But in reality, I got maybe five, six, seven family members, and I got a whole bunch of relatives. And I learned that lesson years ago. You know, Bruce, you and I go back to high school. I'm sorry about your loss with Diane, your brother, your mom. You know, I knew your mom, your brother, and Diane. I was close to Diane for years or whatever, and I hadn't even known she passed or whatever. So my condolences about that. And I know what you're going through. My grandmother died at 49. My uncle died at 44. My aunt died at 46. You know, my mother feels the same way you do. She only had one sister, and her sister died at 46 years old. And she always tells people, you know, the loss of a sister, you know, two sisters, you lose a sister, that hurts. You know what I mean? You lose a sibling, that hurts. You know, she lost her mother. Like I said, her mother was 49 when she passed away. So you never get over certain types of hurt. They say time heals all wounds. I don't believe that. I think you just learn how to deal with it in time, but that wound never heals because there's a void there that can't be filled. No one can fill Diane's void. No one can fill your brother's void. No one can fill your mom's void. So time doesn't heal all wounds. It just allows you the ability to learn how to cope with it each day, and each day is different. It's never going to be the same. One day you can get up, and it might not hurt that bad. It's still going to hurt, but it might not hurt that bad. And then the next day you might just say, to hell with it all, excuse my language. And that's just how you deal with it, because that wound never closes. It just doesn't.
I want to thank you for that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Roman, who I spoke of earlier about her situation, which I'm going to go back on and tell you her GoFund number and her Cash App. And while you were speaking, I sent the money to you. So, you know, my money is there with you.
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you. You know what I mean? I appreciate you. Because it's people like you that is tough on life, and you just still appreciate other people. You know what I mean? And I give my kudos to you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Do we have anybody else on the line? You can still hold on to Roman.
And thank you. Hey, Roman, I love you, baby.
Love you more.
Nope, nobody at this time.
Okay, I think Trico wanted to try to get in.
Yeah, they have to press with us all.
They have to press 1.
Press 1, Trika. Well, as we're waiting for Trika to come in here, let her in. The reason why I picked the song Home, which I never thought about it because I really never seen. Okay, don't go off on me, but I never seen The Wiz. But I was going through songs for tonight, and when I heard that song Home, it like touched me so deeply because we never think about the type of life our family give us, like home, like when you live with your mom or your mom is still alive, no matter what, when you, you know, the end of the day, I'm going by my mom's house, or I'm going to eat over by my mom's house, or I'm going to go hang out with my mom before I go home. It was their home they made that made you feel like Bruce said and Roman said, those are places that make you feel that you belong. You know, you feel comfortable there. You got that sense of comfort, and somebody's wrapping their arms around you because you feel the love that you felt, like you said, when you grew up in the house or you was always at that person's house growing up, that you know that if nobody else, they accepted you and welcomed you into their house. And it just, as I was listening to the song, it really, like, it just kind of tore me up because I was like Roman said, you just go on. You know what I mean? Like, it's all new to us. You know, I never thought I would lose my mom. You know it, but you don't ever think it. So when she left here, it's like every day that I lay down, like every day I lay down, I just think about I'm an orphan. You know, even though I'm an older woman, my mother and father is gone. Those are two people that you could count on that you knew were always had your back and was always in your corner. And like now you gravel for people and they might be there for you, they might not be there for you. You can't count on people nowadays. The ones you can, you love them. But the ones you can't, you wish that they would. But, you know, life is complicated. But you still got to love everybody. You know, I'm the type of person that, I'm like Bruce said, when somebody passed away, I remember what I went through. So I might, or I do, I call, or I think, or I check in on you, you know what I mean? But maybe sometimes life get caught up, but I'll check on you because I know that it's something that people never experience in their life. A loss is the worst thing. You know, people talk about, oh, I broke up. My relationship is broke up, or I lost my husband. You know, he whatever, cheated on me, or he not with me. But no, we didn't hear it, Trika. You got to get on. But a death is something that you just can't. Trika, are you there? Randy, is she on?
No, she not on. And it's nobody pressing okay. One. She gotta press 1 or tell you the last four numbers she calling from.
I think
what's
she
the last
there.
Four? Oh, wait a minute.
But as I was
hold
saying,
hello.
Yes. Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we're waiting for Trika, but y'all can always clash in when you know, if you want to say something. But as I was saying that, hello?
Yeah.
Oh, we're waiting for Trika. But, you know, I always just say keep your head up. You know, everybody in a family, like someone said already tonight, somebody always, that person feels different to them. All right, Jay, Trika there? Hello? Can you hear me? All right, so if they come on, because we don't want to lose sight of everything. Hello? Jay? Okay. So as I was saying, that life is life hits you with a zinger. When you think everything is going smooth, when you
what you do, don't know if I need to reassure you, if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better, sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks, don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you, let me run your bath water, whatever you desire, I'll fly ya, see you brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put her up, yeah. Want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got the slippers, the dinner, the dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart, ain't nothing tear us apart.
Thank you, everyone, for being so patient tonight. I just want to say this before we add in a couple more things or say something. I want to leave this out. So, again, Roman Pittman, her GoFund number is https://gofund.me/ddbdd661. And her Cash App is $ROMANP324. And you can always go on my page if you want me to say it again. I want to thank everyone for tonight coming on and letting me express about the glue being broken in your family. As my family enter into my mother's third anniversary of leaving us this April 24th, I just felt like I needed to say something to everyone because, as I said, when you speak about a person or you speak about your feelings, it alleviates some of the pressure you have on you from just day to day thinking about things that you think you're the only one that's going through that type of mood valley. But we're not. We're down here. We all go through the same feelings. We touch the same thing. We all I did find out that this topic is very sensitive to a lot of people. You know, my kids usually come on, but they was like, they can't, and I understood because I asked quite a few people, but it is a hard topic, and I respect everyone that couldn't come on, but I hope that through tonight that some things that you heard maybe alleviate some of the pressure or the way we feel about losing our loved one, and how Roman said that you never get over it. But every day you get stronger to move forward to make it better. Caller? Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hi. Hello? You got to turn the speaker off.
Okay.
How you doing?
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Just wanted to call in. Like you said, this topic was a topic I wanted to do more listening. You know, sometimes you get listening to hear what other people say or what helps other people to deal with grieving. Sometimes you don't always want to be the person talking, because it's good to listen. And I thank Bruce and Roman, because I knew Bruce's brother, and like he said about him, everybody loved him. And, you know, the same thing, it's crazy, because it's funny how one person can actually hold a family down, and then when that person is gone and they leave here, it's like you didn't even grow up with these people. Like, it's amazing how, like he said, family events, cookouts, you do all these things, and then it's just the relationships become relatives versus family, as Roman said. Like you said, it's going on 3 years for our family, and everybody deals with grief differently. But I myself could say I'm still angry. So that's why I was happy that, you know, you went on this topic, because sometimes you do need to talk about it, and then sometimes you don't feel like it. But as it grows, it approaches us, it's nothing we can do but deal with the three-year anniversary. So I thank you, Ma, for you did a great introduction, and this is a great topic. And I'm thank Bruce and Roman for speaking when we couldn't. So I want to thank them for that as well. I don't want to go over your time, but it was a really great show. Even if nobody didn't press one, sometimes death grip is one of those topics that people just can't talk about. But thank you.
Well, let me ask you one question. By her leaving us, what's one main thing that you think about that she just brought to your life that you truly gonna miss?
I mean, you can't just pinpoint one thing, but I looked forward to getting off work every day, seeing her. So I guess joy, in a sense, like day after day, even if she wasn't doing nothing but sitting in the kitchen or just laying in the bed, just coming in and seeing her there brought joy to my life. So I'm just gonna say joy.
Okay. All right. Well, I know it's a lot for you. I'm not gonna really I'm not gonna try to pull a lot out of you, because I know that a lot of people don't know that, but I say it all the time. But I had my daughter when I was very young, and my mom was actually her mom, because me just being a teenager, somebody has to help you when you're a teenager. So my mom took her under her wings, and so the passing of my mother is like she lost her mother, even though I'm still alive. But it was just like her mother that she knew that she was with every day while I was in school. So I could feel, and that's the first time I ever heard her say that, she's angry. But we all feel different types of feeling, and I have to accept that she's angry. But as Roman and Bruce said, that hopefully as time go by, we have to realize that we have to turn that anger into another feeling, because sometimes it's the reason that things happen that we're never going to understand. But what always comforts me is that not only is she in a better place, but she also don't have to live on this earth anymore in pain, in and out of the hospitals, always laying there, not being her true self. My mom also had dementia, so a lot was hard because I noticed it before the family, and a lot of the family didn't want to accept it. But as she start progressing into it, they start thinking that it just was her losing her memory, not, you know, forgetful, but actually she was going into Alzheimer's. And I've lived with a lot of people and took care of people that had Alzheimer's, and it's not a good disease, but we still gonna miss them. Hello? Yes?
Hello?
Hello? Yes?
Hi, good evening. I would just like to speak on behalf of my mother, that she was a prayer warrior. She was a prayer warrior. She liked to pray for people, help people, encourage people, and try to lead them to the Lord and make their lives better. And help them if they need a helping hand, you know, go on the streets and pray for the youth. She would always have us to gather around in a circle and pray before we went to school. And she always put God first in everything she did. She always told me anything you do in life, it will never work if you can't put God first. So that's what I would like to tell the people. Even if you don't believe in God, just try him out and see what happens in your life, because life is too short not to have blessings and be a blessing to someone else.
Thank you, Teresa. And sorry, it took so long for you to come on. But I want to thank you for coming on and speaking about your mother. And you're such a beautiful person yourself.
Thank you.
So all the things your mother put into you and all the prayers. And I think that was so wonderful that, like, she would have you to pray before you went to school, because that's a really powerful thing that you're praying over your child that nothing happens once they walk out of the door from being with you. So,
Satan is waiting at your door. Satan is waiting at your door.
Yes.
When you open that door, Satan is at your door. Pray before you go out. Pray. I just want to tell everybody, just keep praying. No matter what you're going through, just keep praying. And God will work it out.
And I just want to say one thing before we get ready to close also. Today, one of the listeners of my brother's show, and she always also listens to my show, is my cousin Lori. Today is her birthday. We won't talk about age. Cuz, I want to say a very, very happy birthday. Also, this is her father's birthday. Rest in peace, Uncle JD. He was a twin, so Aunt Millie. It was her birthday also. Rest in peace. I was born on her mother's birthday. 2 weeks ago, Aunt Louise, and my cousin, we've been close since we was like 2-3 years old. So I just want to say I hope that you're turning it up and you're having a good time. And I was late getting in touch with you, but I've been going through some stuff. But, you know, I never try to forget my people. And she can't talk on the it's hard for her to talk on the phone, too, but she hears me, and happy birthday, Lori. Hello? I want to thank everybody. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank everybody for coming on. Bruce, Roman.
Can you hear me?
Teresa.
Thank you.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
And my daughter for coming on tonight. I had a speaker, but she didn't make it. But I'm like this. When you have lemons, you make lemonade. So I want to thank the people that came in and helped me make lemonade. And I look forward to the next topic that I'm going to be having is mental illness, or I'm going to have trivia. But if I'm going to get it together, I want to have mental illness because it's a big thing going on in the world, and we need to talk about it because a lot of people are getting passed over because they have things going on in their life. So we need to talk about it, and we need to see what we can do. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, how you doing?
Oh, it's me, Jay.
Yes, I know. How you doing, Jay?
Hey, I was going to Ben say something, but I'm going to say something about my grandmother real quickly.
Yes,
I miss her because she was beautiful, and nobody can love you like your grandmother can love you. And my grandmother always told me, when I moved out, if I ever needed a place to live, I could always come back home. And I'll never forget that.
Excellent.
Never. I will never forget that. That was deep to me. That's what I thank God for. I knew she was always there for me. Because people out here tell you they love you, they don't love you, they change all up on you. But I knew the love was real and genuine. And I will never forget what she told me. If anything ever happened, you could always come back. And I knew she meant that from her heart. And that is touching to me to know that she was there for me in that way that I ever needed her. She was right there for me.
Thank you. And I know it was very hard for you to come on the show because you're very shy. But I want to thank you for your strength for coming on and speaking your mind. And yes, and you were a good grandson. I have to say that too. Because we all have lived in a house together, and you did the right thing by your grandmother. And she would look at you now, she would be proud of you. So that statement she made that you always had a place to live was powerful, but also it made you be on your own and taking care of yourself ever since she said that, because you knew that if you fell back, you had somewhere to go. See, that's what parents do.
Yeah.
They tell you things, but they want you to be able to stand strong and make it. But if you can't, the door is always open. So we're going to end tonight. And once again, I want to thank so many people. And we have other shows that come on Wednesday night. Let's talk about it. Shadi, powerful, talking about health. Yes, last night, taught me some stuff. My brother, keeping it real on Fridays. I think it's one Impact. I'm not really good with all of them, but we have one called Impact a day. We have Andre. Dre comes on Monday. And I'm going to get it together because this is very poor of me to be saying all this. But the podcasters are really good. And if you have nothing really to do and you just want to sit and get some interest in and feed your mind, sit for an hour, sit for 2 hours, and enlighten yourself, because people have things to say. And if you're willing to listen, we're willing to tell you. So I want to thank everyone. Have a lovely weekend and enjoy yourself, but all be safe. Be safe. And I look forward to hearing from and everyone listening next week. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Take it out, Rand.
Mm-hmm. That's when I was a child.
Mm-mm.
Before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, never end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother disagreed, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final breath, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me. I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance.